At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Paramedics in Denver say heat is a key factor in a record number of calls. Denver Health's Paramedics Division says in the first half of June, it responded to 29 heat-related calls. That's way above the entire month of June in 2019, says Lieutenant Lindsay Sella.
Last week, we had our busiest week on record ever for the Paramedic Division. We believe wholeheartedly that a large part of that was due to the heat wave that came through.
Heat-related illness often happens while working or recreating outside. The signs include cramps, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness, along with dehydration.
Over time, though, you may become confused, even lose consciousness. So these are things to keep an eye on in yourself and in those around you.
She says her best advice is to seek shade and drink plenty of water. The heat in northwest Colorado is not helping as crews try to contain a wildfire near the town of Craig. The fire started earlier this week. They're fighting it on the ground and with aircraft. So far, there's been no reported injuries or damage. Just a week ago, federal fire forecasters designated conditions in that part of the state as extremely critical for the first time in 15 years. A federal public lands bill that would protect about 400,000 acres across western Colorado is getting support from federal land management agencies. Both the Bureau of Land Management and the National Forest Service testified on behalf of the CORE Act in a Senate subcommittee Wednesday. Deputy Director Chris French says the Forest Service is excited about one provision in particular, the first ever National Historic Landscape designation for Camp Hale.
We're working with some veterans groups right now. We know we need to expand that even further. And so we're actually excited by the approach that we can take on this.
Camp Hale near Leadville was a high-altitude training site for soldiers in World War II. The CORE Act passed the U.S. House in February. Colorado's high country is cooling off a little today with temperatures mostly in the 70s and 80s. It's staying hot elsewhere with highs around 100 for Denver and along the Front Range. This is CPR News.